Just so you know, you might have noticed that, you know, today the cup that we're taking is no longer alcoholic, right? So this is to, you know, based on certain feedback from saints that they're not able to take any, wine. So we're changing to a grape juice. So what so saints know. Yeah.
Amen. Praise the Lord. Lord Jesus. Now we come to our prophesy meeting. So for this week's message, we are on week 17. The title of this message is The Cleansing of Leprosy. Amen. Praise the Lord. So the title is actually very significant. Amen. It is not saying the healing of leprosy. It says the cleansing of leprosy. So first we need to see the difference between healing and the cleansing. Lord Jesus.
Amen.
Lord Jesus.
Amen.
Oh, Lord Jesus.
Amen.
So when we read the Leviticus chapter 13 and 14, we see actually the leper. First we need to be healed by the Lord's healing power. But the Leviticus 13 and 14 indicates that actually the leprosy can return. And we should not, oh Lord Jesus, we should not regard that the treatment is once for all. Actually, we need to come back to the Lord again and again.
Amen.
So actually, when we receive the Lord, we are healed by the divine life. But we still need to be cleansed from our defilement.
Amen.
And also our weakness.
Amen.
Lord Jesus.
Amen.
Lord Jesus.
Amen.
So in this chapter we see this is an indication that for those who are healed from leprosy, you need to be cleansed.
Amen.
Oh, Lord Jesus.
Amen.
Lord Jesus.
Amen.
Praise the Lord. Not only we can be healed, but also we can be cleansed. Praise the Lord.
Amen.
And also, we need to, I enjoy that in the opening, our brother said, first we need to, also we need to see, or we need a vision to see our own condition.
Right.
To see our true situation, brothers and sisters. We may think that the leprosy, that our leprosy is far away from us. But actually, oh Lord Jesus, we need the shining from the Lord.
Right.
To show, oh Lord Jesus, our true condition.
Mm.
So in Matthew, we see in the Gospels, the Lord has healed many. He opened the eyes of the blind. Oh Lord Jesus, he had many.
Amen.
There are many, oh Lord Jesus, in many situations, he talked about the Lord's healing. So in Matthew 8, we see, so when after the Lord came down from the mountain, which he gave the decree of the kingdom's constitution, the first thing he began to do is to cleanse a leper.
Amen.
Lord Jesus, it's very significant. Oh Lord Jesus, the first thing the Lord do in his earthly ministry is to cleanse a leper. Lord Jesus, this shows our true condition, the whole mankind, that we are lepers.
Amen.
How much we need to be cleansed from the Lord.
Amen.
Lord Jesus. So the more we realize our condition, the more we are grateful to the Lord. The more we will come to the Lord to open to me to be cleansed from the leprosy. Lord Jesus.
Amen.
Oh Lord Jesus.
Amen.
And we see the leprosy in the Bible actually signifies a serious sin issuing from the within man, such as the way of sin. Presumptuous sin and opposing God with determination.
Mm-hmm.
So this is very horrible. Oh, it's a way of sin. This means the leprosy is not an accidental sin.
Right.
Lord Jesus is way of sin. So it is really to our will. Lord Jesus. And also it is presumptuous sin. That means we are doing something. Oh Lord Jesus. Before we have the order from the Lord, we do something. Oh Lord Jesus, this is presumptuous sin and opposing God with determination.
Mm.
Lord Jesus.
Amen.
So this leprosy is very serious.
Right.
Lord Jesus.
Amen.
And also in the chapters of 13 and 14 we see actually there are three categories of leprosy. So the first is a leprosy in the flesh. And the second is a leprosy in the garments. And the third is the leprosy in the house. So if we take a look at Leviticus 13 and 14, we see actually in the Old Testament, actually leprosy is more easy to it is oh, Lord Jesus, it is a very obvious thing. It's Lord Jesus, because Lord Jesus, we can see the lepers in the garments. We can see the lepers in the skin. And also we can see the lepers in the house. Lord Jesus.
Amen.
And I would like to mention a little footnote to you. So it says, Lord Jesus. So in Leviticus chapter 13:49 says, if the infection is greenish or reddish in the garment or in the skin or in the rock or in the wolf or in anything of skin, it is the infection of leprosy and it should be shown to the priest. So it shows us, actually in the Old Testament, for the priest to examine the leprosy is kind of easy. However, this is just a type, because in the New Testament, no one with the leprosy, we cannot get the leprosy physically, right? But in the Old Testament, it is very easy to discern a leprosy. However, this is just types. Lord Jesus, because the leprosy is from within in the New Testament. It's not an outside disease. For this, Lord Jesus, we need Lord to show us again and again our true condition. Lord Jesus. Oh, Lord Jesus. And the footnote says, as signs of leprosy, a swelling eruption on a bright spot on the skin of one's flesh signifies man's outward expression in unruliness, in friction with others, and in pride and self-exaltation. Lord Jesus. Lord Jesus.
Amen.
And also, the leprosy in garment signifies the deficiencies in one's outward living, contact with people. So we need to be aware of these kind of things when we're dealing with people, when we're contact with the people. Actually, this, oh, Lord Jesus. Lord Jesus.
Amen.
Lord Jesus.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. And also the greenness and or redness infection in the garment signifies the abnormal and strange change in one's living and conduct. So actually the leprosy in the New Testament is also related to our living and also our conduct. Lord Jesus.
Amen.
So actually, leprosy, we see, is not far away from us in the New Testament. Everyone, when we count with people, our talking, our speaking, Lord Jesus, it may be shown, it is an indication of leprosy. Lord Jesus.
Amen.
Praise the Lord.
Amen.
Amen. Lord Jesus.
Amen.
Lord Jesus.
Amen.
Lord Jesus.
Amen.
Amen. So, Lord Jesus. So in Leviticus chapter 14, we see many details about how the leprosy are cleaned. So maybe you can share more details on in the sharing. Lord Jesus.
Amen.
And the last point we need to be aware of is that in Leviticus chapter 14, the house typifies the church as our real home, and the leprosy in the house actually signifies the sins and the evils in the church. Lord Jesus, Lord Jesus, I think this is very, very, very serious matter. Even it's a warning that the church, the whole church, can be of, oh Lord Jesus, can be of lepers, can be treated as lepers. Lord Jesus, Lord Jesus.
Amen.
Amen. Praise the Lord.
Amen.
Lord Jesus. Lord Jesus. So we also see how the priest, the staffs, the priest clean the lepers. So the first thing, the lepers, they were cleansed by the blood. Praise the Lord.
Amen.
The blood washed us from the defilement.
Amen.
And we see also the oil was anointed.
Amen.
Oh, at the ear, also the head of the lepers. So the oil in the Bible signifies oil. So it signifies spirit.
Amen.
Praise the Lord. Today the Lord is the all-inclusive spirit.
Amen.
So the healing power actually is in the spirit.
Amen.
It's in the all-inclusive spirit.
Amen.
Praise the Lord. And also we see actually the lepers, they were washed by the water. Praise the Lord. We need the word of God.
Amen.
Praise
Amen.
The Lord.
Amen.
Lord Jesus, we need to come to the Lord, to open to Him. Because the, oh Lord Jesus, the cleanse of leprosy actually requires our cooperation with the Lord.
Right.
So the Lord, the healing power is always in the spirit. The Lord is always ready to hear us, to cleanse us. But we need to come to Him, to cooperate with Him. Praise the Lord.
Amen.
Amen. Praise the Lord.
Amen.
So, in Leviticus, we've been saying that it has the most detailed types of Christ. And so, we're on Leviticus 14, the cleansing of leprosy, the all-inclusive salvation that God has prepared and accomplished for us in Christ. And so his salvation to us was not very general. It wasn't just, he said like, oh, I died and you guys are good now and you can go to heaven. It's not that. His salvation to us is so fine and so specific. And in Isaiah 54, the Lord Jesus said he could sustain the weary with the word. And so he has to know us very well. And he has to be very considerate of our situation. That if we start the day and we're already tired, with like an instant rhema word, he can sustain us.
Amen.
That's how fine and specific his salvation is to us.
Amen.
So in Leviticus, for the cleansing of the leper, it says that in typology, there's two living, clean birds.
Amen.
Both are Christ.
Yes.
One is killed over running water over an earthenware vessel, and then the other one is kept alive, and there's this bundle of cedar wood, hyssop, and scarlet thread, and it's dipped into this blood of the bird that was killed, and then the blood is sprinkled on the leper for the cleansing. And all these things, they're very fine, specific types of Christ, and included in this type is Christ's humanity, the Holy Spirit, which is his divinity, and his blood for our cleansing, and
Amen.
His death and his resurrection,
Amen.
And his ascension and glorification.
Amen.
And when it's sprinkled on the leper, we become connected to this Christ. Because otherwise, he's clean and he's good, but we're unclean and we're leprous and we're sinful. But when the blood is sprinkled, then we become connected to this Christ.
Amen.
And his humanity, his death, his resurrection, it can all be ours.
Amen.
And we can know this cleansing.
Amen.
Amen.
This is a very sobering message about leprosy.
Yes.
And Brother Minora began this message talking about the physical leprosy and how this is a really horrible disease and there was never a cure until recently, you know, in the 19th, 20th century. So, and what was in, touched me about this matter, number one, it's caused by a bacteria and it's very contagious, and that's sin, right? And so it starts out with skin lesions.
Lesions, nodules,
you know, and then a decrease of the sensation, meaning in your peripheral nerves, meaning that eventually the leper lost all feeling, all sensation. You could probably cut off his arm and he wouldn't feel anything, but, you know, he wouldn't have an arm. But, and so that nothing, you know, really, they didn't have any healing, and so they had to isolate the leper. And so this was really touching to me, the fact that you lose all feeling, right? And how does that apply to us today?
Right.
The whole, you know, we were lepers and the Lord cleansed us, you know, by regeneration. But we have to continue being healed, because our leprosy could actually return.
Yes.
So basically, we see a lot of cases in the Bible about leprosy. And interesting, you know, Miriam, she spoke against the deputy authority, even though she was Moses' older sister. She had the right to speak about him, you know. She's the older sister. And he married a Cushite woman, and, you know, this is, so, you know, the older sister, I can tell my little brother, you know, something. But no, he was God's deputy authority, and she was struck leper right away.
Yeah.
Even Moses had to intercede for her, right?
Yeah.
And then there's this other man called Gehazi.
Right.
Now, this is really interesting to me. He was the attendant of Elisha. And there was this man who was Naaman. He was a leper, and he went to Elisha for healing. And so And he offered all kinds of wonderful things, you know, money and goods. And so Elisha said, no way, I cannot accept any of those things. So so then this Gehazi man, he went after them, and he went and he told a lie that, yes, he, you know, give us, you know, give me the money. He wanted the money. He wanted all that stuff. And so because he got greedy, he wanted the money, not, and he lied about it. You know, Elisha just, he got to be a leper instantly. And then there's the matter of Uzziah, and he was a king. Mm-hmm. So the king, you know, all these kings, they abuse their power. Mm-hmm. And so he got strong. And, you know, when people get strong, you know, when we get strong, we become, you know, we think that we can do all kinds of things. And his heart became uplifted. And so he went in to offer incense when it wasn't his job, mm-hmm. right? And so when the priest there tried to prevent him, he mm-hmm. got angry with them. You know, hey, what's the matter with you? He went in and offered incense. He became angry with the priest, and leprosy broke out on his forehead. And the thing is, this leprosy lasted for the rest of their lives. Mm-hmm. It wasn't just a temporary leprosy. And we are lepers, and our whole life and the whole world is in leprosy. And so we really need to be healed and to be cleansed, because it can
Amen.
Return.
Amen.
Yes. We need to be healed. It's very difficult to share this message. So during the Brother Manor chain, he sang the hymn, Open mm-hmm. His Mind. It's actually, it's the author is the Watchman Nee. It's our hymn 280. Mm-hmm. I read for you. Lord, may thy blood now cleanse me. This is Brother mentioned, this is a very unique and adequate hymn. Talk about leprosy. Okay? And prefer, he read during the meeting. I'll read for you too. Yeah. How come my heart has been, Lord? How slow obeying thee? So fill me with thy spirit. I will never rebelling be. I lie upon thy altar and dare not move away. Oh, may thy flame descending consume my all, I pray. Stanza 4. Oh, may thy cross within me deepen its work and burn. In my enlarged thy measure, and me to ash turn. Wow. Amen. The chorus is very beautiful. Oh, from us thou deliverest, from all its misery, a handful be forever complete, filled with thee.
Amen. Continue, Professor.
Amen. Amen. The Lord.
Amen.
Two accounts that Sister Virginia mentioned in the Old Testament, Miriam in Numbers, Uzziah in 2 Chronicles, they really show, in their case, leprosy had erupted, had been shown forth.
Amen.
And those, fundamentally, or in principle, they issued from rebellion. Mm-hmm. And as the message was shared from Brother Minoru, I just got the sense we're just like this, like by birth. Probably all through my life, I could just recount, like going through high school and college, you know, all the times of being myself being far away from God and from the Lord, and when I didn't want to be with the saints, it all issued from I was just like the outline actually says, we can oppose God with
right.
determination. And This is our condition. This is who we are because of our fallen nature. In one sense, it's like, well, anyways, but we're lepers.
Amen.
But this morning, I was appreciative. The title is not leprosy. It's the cleansing of leprosy.
Amen.
So there are two cases at least in the New Testament that speaks of leprosy. And the two cases, one is found in Matthew 8. And it says here, and he came down, the Lord came down from the mountain, and great crowds followed him. And now he has a huge following. Just imagine, he has a huge following, he has a lot of attention. And suddenly, a leper appears, coming near. And said, Lord, if you're willing, you can cleanse me. And immediately, I mean, look, here's a very undesirable, very filthy and contagious person.
Right.
And you already have a huge following, and they're following you. Okay, what will you do? What did the Lord do? He had compassion on this leper. That's all of us. We're all lepers.
Amen.
And he, though he had a following, he had compassion on us. And, you know, he didn't even hesitate. He didn't, like, do a double take, like, what would God the Father do? No, he was just one with God the Father, having the Father's compassion, and it just shone forth very naturally and normally through his tender humanity.
Amen.
And he said, and stretching out his hand, he didn't say, oh, come. No, he stretched out his hand and he touched him.
Amen.
He touched a leper.
Amen.
If we just see, leprosy is highly contagious.
Amen.
For someone to actually touch a leper, that's asking for it. You're asking yourself to be a leper. But he touched him and says, saying, I am willing, be cleansed. And immediately his leprosy was cleansed.
Amen.
And I just like to quickly read the second account in Luke 17. There were the 10 lepers. You might be familiar with this story. And he was going to Jerusalem. He passed between Samaria and Galilee. And he entered into a certain village. 10 leprous men standing at a distance. And they met him. And then when they raised their voice saying, Jesus, Master, have mercy on us. And as they went, they were cleansed. And one of them, when he saw that he was healed, returned, glorifying God with a loud voice, fell on his face at his feet, and he was a Samaritan. Though we are lepers, it's a great deal to recognize, Lord, you have the healing life that has healed and cleansed me, and to return back to him and thank him and glorify him.
Amen.
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 Amen. Okay, about the contingency, I would like to share something. While we're in the graduate school, I have a pretty good friend. He's a gay. Mm-hmm. And he bring guys home. Mm-hmm. So once I know that, I become like trying to not to talk to him, try to walk to the other way. After I graduated, one day on the street, I saw him. He come and shake my hand. I was hesitated to put my hands out. I have AIDS.
Right.
Then after I shake his hand and turn around, I still remember I used my tissues, wipe my hands like crazy. But what's that to do with that leprosy? Nothing to do with that. Just trying to get your attention. talk about the leprosy. Actually, I told my... No, forget about it. I will directly go to here. It says that this, we have to, it says in here, we have to, and I admit that too. I agree with that. We all have rebellion against God.
Right.
In His authority, in His regulation. And in the Bible, it says that leprosy is signified sin. So we all have leprosy. Well, that's a little bit too much when I read this. All right? Then I read this. I say, wow. It says that if you have, for example, like you have your temper. You have mm-hmm. temper. Or you always just justify yourself. You're so righteous.
Right.
And you are not willing to forgive other people.
Right.
This is the sign of spiritual leprosy. I would say, come on, these tiny, teeny things. I did this every day. I don't know how many times. I was pretty upset this morning when I come in here. I don't know why, maybe weather or something. I just don't want to come. But I'm glad I'm here. You know, all those brothers, sisters, your hands, your smiling face, it really helped me. And this leprosy, like our sister says, that will kill your peripheral nerves or whatever. So you don't feel anything.
Right.
You know, you becoming feel the you don't you becoming numbness.
Right.
You are not feeling anything. Eventually you grow and grow. Even you cut your hand, well, according to the message, you cut your hand, you will never know. But this is the same as when our spiritual touch certain things and becoming leprosy. We don't feel anything but small things. I have temper. I'm mad. I'm cursing someone. This is very common in my life, believe me. But I'm away from spirit. I'm away from God's word. I'm away from God's wanting to do in my life. Slowly, slowly, I walk away. I walk away till one day, I find out, oh, where's my arm? Where's my leg? Oh, it was cut off by this, by that. But that all starts with very, very small things.
Yes,
we are
away
from.
I was also touched by that account in Matthew 8 regarding the leper, and like David mentioned, I'm just going to read that. There's two parts that really touched me, where the leper, he came down, and where there were a lot of people around him, so obviously everyone else was probably like, whoa, don't touch this guy's going to affect like every single person. But then he said this, which really just, looking at this, it's like, wow, Lord, if you are willing, you can cleanse me. So first, the fact that, it made me wonder, like, the leper must have had incredible faith, because he didn't say, maybe, Lord, if, like, Lord, if you're willing, maybe you can cleanse me. He said, if you are willing, you can. Basically saying, I know you will cleanse me. And then the Lord, he said, I am willing, be cleansed. It's kind of like those many accounts where the Lord was like, wow, what faith is this? And I immediately deal with the problem. But then, like Brother David mentioned, the Lord, he did not hesitate at all to touch this one who, were with anybody else, would have been contaminated and it would have been lepers themselves. But the Lord, he is the living one. He is God himself coming down to be a man. So of course he's not afraid. But at the same time, he wasn't so high and holy like, no, don't touch me, you vile sinner. Mm-hmm. Sometimes, like Brother Neil mentions, like sometimes I'm just like, wow, I don't even want to deal with these type of people, these sinners. I think I'm so high. But what does it say in day 3? It's so touching. Mm-hmm. He is symbolized by what? The hyssop. The smallest of the plants. Like all the other aspects, of course, he's God himself. But when he's God, it's like, how can I approach God? How can I approach someone so high? But he came down as someone so low that he's willing to touch me and cleanse me. He became so small that I can just touch him and then I could be cleansed from my leprosy. So that's just, it's so touching that this one who's so high, he is God himself. He came down to us.
Amen.
And because of that, we can have the faith to say, Lord, if you are willing, you can cleanse me.
Amen.
Sometimes it helps, like every single day. You just say, Lord, I know you will cleanse me. I have faith that you will cleanse me. And every
Amen.
Single time, without
Amen.
Fail, he will.
Amen.
He is faithful to cleanse us.
Amen.
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 This message is very, very deep and profound.
Mm-hmm.
Right? Like Brother said, we basically all lepers. Right?
Mm-hmm.
We're all lepers. We're born like lepers. Which to me is a sin, leprosy is a synonym of sin. When God threw Lucifer out of the heavens, then Lucifer is the one who invented sin. He invented sin. So we all born with this leprosy, right?
Yes.
And the world is full of leprosy right now,
mm-hmm.
right? And thanks to redemption,
mm-hmm.
thanks to redemption, we have been healed, right? And now we need to be clean completely. That's why we're here. Now, this leprosy really entered into human race through Satan.
Yes.
Sin. And now, what we need to do is just don't let this leprosy. This has to do with there are over 200,000 cases of leprosy still in the world.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, it's not it disappeared. No, it's still a lot of leprosy. Now, the leprosy to me, is now that we are healed, but we need to be careful what we touch. See, when we touch these worldly things, all these things that are daily in our life, we can get actually contagious. It's very contagious when we get into all the things that we shouldn't be doing. We're being healed, but we need to be completely healed. But right now, we are Christians saved. healed, and we have to ourselves stand on the Lord. That's the only way we're going to be clean completely. We have to be in the oneness in the body. We have to read the word. We have to pray. Otherwise, this leprosy can really come back to us. You know, it's very contagious. Depends who you're walking with. It's up to what you're looking at on the internet. What you're playing at. What you're watching. Right. We have to be careful with all the things. Because what friends you're going at. I mean, very easy. You can be very contagious.
Yeah.
You know? Amen. I know many brothers who were safe, and now they went into the world again. Right. They're going to this, doing that. Why? Because they became contagious with the world. Right. Full of leprosy.
Amen. Amen.
This is a really sober word, you know, talking about leprosy, right? And claims about leprosy. Actually, for that matter, went back to, you know, Leviticus 13 and 14. Actually, if you see, all other, uncleanliness, there hasn't been that much speaking, you know, on the leprosy itself. Actually, two chapters. Very detailed accounts of, you know, on leprosy. And on the 13, on chapter 13 is mainly on for the priest to discern what is leprosy, right, and what is not. Because some could actually have a symptom similar to leprosy, but they're actually not leprosy, but some are actual leprosy. Because whenever somebody can, you know, had leprosy, he has to be isolated, right? You know, basically, isolation means being cut off from fellowship in today's word, right? Yeah. You know, so this is a very a serious matter. Yes, of course, all of us, the leprosy came from Satan, as brothers and sisters are very sure. This is the element of rebellion, right? This is really the gene that the Satan has already implanted into us. You know, when our forefathers have ate the fruit, right? So this is the rebellion. In fact, the action of Eve eating that fruit is the leprosy himself, right? You know, this is, they can really rebel against God's commandment. So this is a really serious matter to us. We really need to be guarded against the leprosy. So we need to look, you know, I'm really thankful that the ministry actually opened up the word, because the leprosy itself, if we're just looking at the Old Testament, when I read it before, I didn't really want to read it that much, because it's kind of gross, right? You know, to read all of those. But today we see there is a spiritual significance in it. So it's something, that, especially on the cleansing part. You see, you know, without the, you know, opening up this ministry, the opening up of the word, we wouldn't know why the leprosy needs to be cleansed with offerings, right? With blood, you know, touch, you know, for the ears, and apply the blood on the thumb and also on the toe. Now we understand, because this all has a spiritual meaning, right? All of us has this or that kind of issue of, you know, these things. So we need to be cleansed by the Lord's precious blood. Our ear needs to be cleansed so we can hear His word, right? Our thumb, which is our action, right? Our, you know, our daily walk, which is our toe. So all of these has to be washed by the Lord's blood. Amen. So I think this really can be applied to our daily living. And every day we apply, even in the morning, right? We can just say, Lord, apply Your precious blood. Mm-hmm. Anytime our conscience says something that, you know, that we don't have a very peaceful feeling, we need to come to the Lord. Say,
amen.
Lord.
Amen.
So in John, 1 John, the Lord's, right, the Bible tells us that whoever confesses, right, the Lord will, you know, cleanse us from all kinds of unrighteousness.
Amen.
We really need to, this kind of living, that being cleansed under His blood. And on the other hand, we also need to be supplied by His living water, right? Mm-hmm. You know, so you see the ways of cleansing the house, right, with the bird being killed, and also, you know, hyssop, right? The you know, it's very much detail. I don't have time to, yeah. So yeah. On one hand, we confess our sins. On the other hand, we take Him as our enjoyment, as our living water.
Amen.
Amen.
I just want to share very quickly. Some of you grew up in the United States, but I grew up in a developing country, and I actually, when I was young, saw many lepers. And you would see the flesh eaten, and they would have half a nose or no eyebrows. No. It's very scary, actually, very frightening. And it's also very obnoxious. You just feel like, you just want to get away. But so I was in the training, video training, and I was listening to this message. And it was very, very touched. It's a very serious, very sobering message. And almost like a mirror brought to your face, and you see that when we need to be very clear, when we got saved, we got healed from leprosy. But then leprosy is sin and rebellion. And that got injected into Adam. So every one of us has the sin dwelling in our flesh. Mm-hmm. And we will never graduate from this sin until we die, physically die, until you're dead in the 6-7 feet above, down below, But otherwise, we will always experience sin. In our daily living, in our situations, in our relationships, in our marital relationships, in our social relationships, we will experience sin. We will experience leprosy. Therefore, there is this message, and I thank the Lord for the ministry, so clear. The cleansing of the leprosy we need to experience every day.
Amen.
And for this, the Lord has made the provisions. The dead bird and living bird, like so many saints share. And I would just really tell you, I just want to read two verses. One is in Ephesians 5, it says that He might sanctify her, cleansing her by the washing of the water in the Word. So we need the Word.
Amen.
And then in 14, Leviticus 14, is very clear, the leper had to use the razor to shave the body and the face, and then it, on day 5 it goes to clearly, if you look at your message, the hair, what the hair signifies, our glory. We always glorify, want a self glory in everything we want, we treasure self glory. And then the beard, the eyebrows, is the beauty. We always treasure our own beauty. And so all these things. So we need the cross.
Amen.
And today the cross is in the Spirit.
Yeah.
So we see clearly that we need the Word, the washing of the water in the Word daily, and we need the razor of the cross.
Amen.
The cross which is in our spirit to deal with ourselves.
Amen.
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 Yeah, so on the matter of cleansing, following the sister, I really enjoyed day five. It says, "The one who is cleansed shall wash his clothes and shave off all his hair and bathe in water, and he shall be clean." I feel like some people, it may not appreciate the symbolism of like washing your clothes and removing those clothes. I feel like a lot of people, especially across different cultures, some people highly value their clothes. Their clothes is what identifies them as who they are. They could be hungry, but they want to make sure they look their best. They could be poor, and they still want to make sure they look like they're not poor. So, just more practically speaking, to wash off all your clothes and shave off all your hair. To be bathed and cleansed is. It's quite it really connects with me in terms of like having to essentially forsake yourself and deal with yourself, to cut off your old man, you know, because your clothes, they really connect you to the world, you know, they help express yourself. And your hair, like the sister was saying, it's a way people show their honor or their glorification. You know, the hair is considered so beautiful, you know. And if you think back to the Jews even, right, the Jews, they have, a lot of them had these really long beards, you know, they had lots of hair, you know. That it was a sign of wisdom, of power and respect, you know, to have that beard. But when you have leprosy, you have to cut off what you might consider most honorable. It, you have to, you know, stoop to actually be cleansed by God. And, yeah, so this really connected with me, because that person has to submit themselves to the Lord.
Right.
That's what it really is about, forsaking things that you love and submitting yourself to the Lord.
Amen. Amen. Amen.
This week's portion is based on Leviticus chapter 13 and chapter 14. So I think it's important to go back to read these two chapters. But in Bible, honestly, there are some chapters we feel it's difficult to read. We don't like to read it. Especially chapter 13, something you really don't like to read. It's about infection, about something unpleasant, right? We always like to read the manna, okay? Exodus chapter 16, or manna falling down from the sky. And how about the chapter 15, the Elim, the fountains. You enjoy the fountains. But to be honestly, I think this chapter touched the deeper part of our human nature. That's why we all need to be clean. But when I look at this, I want to just go to some details of this chapter. Chapter 13. This one sentence keep repeat. It's called the priest should look at the infection. The priest, which tells us we need to be, how to apply it to our daily life. Which means the people who got infection, he cannot tell if he's healed or not.
Right.
So this applies to our daily life. So we all have our difficulties. We have in God's eye, we are all sick people. Okay, so we all have our symptoms, different symptoms, different illness. Some people might be very easy to lose their temper, right?
Mm-hmm.
We consider that's a illness. Some people might be very easy to boast about himself or herself. So I would say, we need to be zen, we always need to come to the law.
Amen.
The law is the priest. The law, the spirit is the priest. The spirit is the doctor for us.
Amen.
We always need to come in front
Amen.
Of the law.
Amen.
And then,
Amen.
Pay attention, but why? So, chapter 13, right? The people got healed, but that doesn't stop there. The chapter 14 focuses on you. Just be healed is not enough. You need to be cleansed. You need to be cleansed, so, which means a deeper cleaning. Healed, just you don't show the symptoms. But maybe deep inside, we still have that, which means the symptom can come back again. So, you know, for example, the leprosy might be very difficult. I know we don't have people who have leprosy here, right? But we know for skin infection, athletic food is very common. I don't know if you have athletic food. The jiaoqi, Chinese called jiaoqi. So this, when you have this come back again, because the the humidity. So when you have a, when your foot, what I'm going to say is, the environment really has very deep impact to us. Yeah. You might not be, you might not say, oh, I'm not a gambler. But what if you go to Las Vegas, or you stay there for 1 month? I would say maybe you come back, you become a, you might be addicted to gambling. So I would say chapter 14 tells us we need to be cleansed by, we need to be cleansed deeply by God, and we need to, all the hairs need to be take off. I would say just imagine I'm standing here without my hair, without all the eyebrow. What I'm going to look like. I would say, which means a lot of, is really, if we really want to be cleansed, we need to be, ourselves need to be terminated.
Yeah.
I would say, what I want to say, just a lot of detail, why I read these two chapters, just go back. I will encourage you. Don't, a lot of time when we read the morning Bible, we just read the morning Bible, not reading the Bible. But the Bible is the source of this, this right. message.
Yes.
So don't just skip the Bible. We need to always go back to read the Bible.
Mm-hmm.
And then you will have a more understanding, deeper understanding
Amen.
About this message.
Amen.
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 Read together in day 4, reading on your Bible, 1 John 1:9. 1 John 1:9.
Yeah, that's in the day 4's verse.
Right.
Yeah. 1 John 1:9.
If we confess our sins, he is faithful and righteous to forgive us our sins and cleanse us from all unrighteousness.
Jesus. So I feel that when we come and touch this matter of leprosy, we need to first realize and be reminded that leprosy is a matter issues from rebellion.
Amen.
We need to realize that, yes, all sin is rebellion, but this act of leprosy really comes, I would say, from our attitude. It really is dealing with our attitude. Because you have to see that even with, you know, was shared before, the matter of our clothes, but even the hair on our head.
Amen.
If we really consider that, we really have to consider with leprosy the matter of where we are coming from. We might think culturally we're something, work-wise we're something, college student-wise we're something. But something I really was struck by is that actually this matter of leprosy is anything related to rebellion against the Lord. And actually, if we continue to let it stay, it will only continue to grow. And we can say that, oh, you know, I'll just take the blood, you know, I'll take the blood on the Lord's Day, it's fine. And I'll be cleansed from, I'll be healed from the week. No. This matter of cleansing really comes down, it's actually, it says in the week, it's actually sometimes very painful. So, Lord Jesus, I think that, you know, this is not something that we should openly say about to one another, but we have to really consider. We have to really consider within ourselves, what do we need to be dealt with by the Lord? What I was really, really struck by was that we need to be those. God is willing to cleanse us, but we need to be those to act on coordination from our side. We need to be the ones coordinating with Him. So we can say all these things about, yes, we can be cleansed from leprosy, but deep down inside, we need to be like the lepers who went and sought before the Lord.
Amen.
Sought before the Lord. I want to be cleansed.
Amen.
So saints, do not allow ourselves to get to the point where we would be those who would be driven out, to be forcibly taken out of the house.
Right.
We would do not be want to be those to be to get to that point. Do not even tempt yourselves to get to that point. You know, the Buddha was saying, it's like, you know, you're putting yourself in that situation. You're tempting yourself. Don't tempt yourself into this situation. But be those who will always seek before the Lord.
Like all of you mentioned, I think this week is very sobering. It's very hard to even put into words, but I feel it was very necessary, and it was very healful. I don't know if that's a word. Healing. So in my consideration, I really just have three main points. The first one I think is the most important, and that is that we need to have, by the Lord's mercy and under His shining, the clear realization that we are all lepers. Because if you don't realize your condition, then the second point, which I'll say right now, is coming to the Lord to be healed, even seeing the process that He went through, then it's moot, right? It's a moot point. If you don't realize that you need to be cleansed and to be healed. And what really struck me is like what was mentioned already, right? The first thing that the King Savior did when He came down from the mountain was to heal a leper. And that leper represented all of mankind. And then the other sign that I was considering was, you know, in Exodus chapter 3, when Moses, right, he was receiving the subjective signs. Remember the one about the burning thorn bush, and then the other, right after, was Jehovah told him to stick his hand into his bosom. And then when he pulled it out, it was white, leprous, showing Moses that, Moses, you may not realize it, but your true condition is that you're one full of leprosy. And so if we all have a desire to serve the Lord, if we are the ones who are being called by the Lord, we need to realize that in our bosom is just leprosy, right? And so we really need the Lord's light. Of course, you know, the verse in 1 John talks about if we confess our sins. But right before that, it says if anyone, right, says that he does not have sin, he is in darkness, right? and the truth is not in him. So we need to pray, Lord, have mercy on us. May your living light shine upon us. Help us to see our true condition. And, you know, if you come to the Word and with the help of the ministry, I think if we were truthful in such a way, you know, when you go through all these things, like many of you this week, there's just so much light there, right? I'll just go through some of these points. The hair of the head, signifying the glory of man. Do you boast about your ancestry? I'm a certain culture. I have some pride over that. Your education. I have this degree. I have a PhD. I graduated from this school. Our virtues, even our zeal of loving the Lord, could be a form of pride. What about our beard? The honor. Some people esteem themselves higher than others because of their position, right? Because of their family background, even their spirituality, thinking that they're higher than others. Even when we are contacting new ones, preaching the gospel, we meet a Christian. And some of us, unfortunately, we think because we're here in the Lord's recovery, we have such teachings that have been given to us, we give off the impression we are higher than you. We know more than you. But yet, the person that we are talking to, they might really have a more genuine love of the Lord than you. What about our eyebrows, the beauty of man? Do we esteem in some of our traits that, of course, is from the Lord, and we think, oh, we are better? We have, in this certain way, we are more patient, we are more kind, we're not as abrupt. All these things, right? And then the hair of the whole body, signifying the natural strength. Basically, anything from this sinful flesh that we give off, right? Anything natural. And like was mentioned, our speech, the way we talk, the way we communicate, both verbally, non-verbally, online, in social media. When we're in group chat, brothers and sisters, when we type what we're about to say, when we post that image or that meme, is there any sort of feeling that what I'm about to say is something natural? I want to joke around. I want to be a little lighthearted. But it says everything that is natural needs to go through the cross. Amen. Everything that we do needs to pass through the cross. And we need to do it by our Spirit. Amen. Otherwise, under point 6, we are not dispensing Christ to one another. And rather than building up the body, we're actually tearing it down. Mm-hmm. So, like all of you, I'm not sharing this in a way that I've already think that I'm perfected. I am a leper, like all of you. And there's just a lot of light, right? A lot of exposing. But praise the Lord for the second point. Amen. To see that we have a Savior.
Amen.
And He came down to touch us. He was full of compassion.
Amen.
Like many of you, I was so touched just the way He came to heal us of this disease. And I won't, because of the time, get into all those points. But just the hyssop, I'll just mention a little bit, which signifies a lowliness. You know, when we see that episode in Matthew and also Mark, when He touched that man, that touched me so much. Because the Lord didn't need to do that.
Right.
He's God. He could say, Austin, you are healed. But Him, being full of compassion, came to us, realizing who we are. Disfigured, disjointed, probably even giving off an obnoxious odor, right? But He came and He healed us and touched us in such a way. So we have such a wonderful Savior, brothers and sisters. And we need to come to Him to be healed by Him. And then I'll just end with this last point. The third thing is that we need to cooperate. Because, again, even if you realize that we have a wonderful Savior and you don't cooperate with His speaking, then you cannot be cleansed, right? And I think we were helped to see from 2 Kings, Naaman, the captain of Syria, you know, he was told to go wash in the River Jordan. But him, being full of pride, said, I'm from Syria. This river in Israel, you're telling me this river is going to make me clean? We have better rivers in Syria. Why would I come here and subject myself? But that was exactly what needed to be done. And actually, the word that was given to him, and even the way that was opened up, revealed something of Naaman, and that was his pride.
Right.
I think oftentimes it's our pride that prevents us from being healed.
Amen.
And oftentimes the Lord will bring us to a person or a situation exposing our pridefulness. And I'll quickly share this one thing happened many years ago. I was sharing in Queen's Meeting Hall, Summer School of the Truth, or conference. And right after I was finished sharing, a young brother walked up to me and he said, oh, you know, he just introduced himself. He said, oh, I'm newly saved. This is, you know, my first meeting. And you know what he said next? He said, you know, when you're sharing, I notice that you're always looking towards the brothers, right? And you're not looking towards the sisters. And so he began to adjust me. He's like, maybe you should also consider looking towards the other side. Okay? Which, you know, and when I was thinking about it, he's true. That's a valid point. But when he was sharing that, feelings, you're a new one. This is maybe your first conference. And you're here to adjust me? Of course, I didn't say that. But I thank the Lord for that encounter. Because the Lord even uses newer ones, younger ones, to point out the pride that exists in each one of us. And so, with that, you take that to the Lord. And you pray, Lord Jesus, this is just who I am. I need you.
Amen.
I need your blood.
Amen.
I need your living water.
Amen.
I need to be washed.
Amen.
Thank you for the 7 days.
Amen.
You have given me time. Lord, purify me. Cleanse me. And in doing so, we can be healed and also cleansed. And so I'll end with these two hymns. And I think if we could also sing 280, just like the way we ended from this training. But before that, I just want to read this stanza from 426. And I think this is also very subjective. I hardly know myself. Deceived by so much pride, I often think I'm right and am self-satisfied. Oh, may thy living light, Lord. This is a prayer, brothers and sisters. Oh, may thy living light, Lord.
Amen.
Scatter all my night, Lord.
Amen.
And everything make bright, Lord. For this I pray to thee.
Amen.
And I just want to say a little thing about the last line. For this I pray to thee. You know, this type of prayer is not a superficial type of prayer. Sometimes we sing the song and we sing right through it. This prayer, I believe, like our brother mentioned, is a prayer of desperation. Even of a broken and contrite spirit. Like the prayer in Psalm 51. After David utterly failed, and he was broken, he was shattered, his confidence was obliterated, he came to the Lord in a very desperate way. And if you read that psalm, you'll realize the feeling, the sentiment. This is the kind of prayer that will truly heal and cleanse us, right? So may we come to Him. Hallelujah, we have such a Savior, right? And so we could be healed from this condition of leprosy. So let's just end with hymn 280. We could just sing it all together.
Sins away, I rip thy
your spirit.
Amen.
Anoint your word, anoint every one of us.
Amen.
We can go through this weekend.
Amen.
Oh, Lord Jesus, we gave our life to you.
Amen.
We have to consecrate again to you.
Amen.
Come and heal us and cleanse us again.
Amen.
Oh, don't let this leprosy get close to us.
Amen.
Oh, free us from this worldly, evil world.
Amen.
Oh, we love you, Jesus.
Amen.
Oh, we love you, Jesus.
Amen.
Oh, may your spirit fill us.
Amen.
Oh, each day more than before.
Amen.
Amen.
Yes, Lord.
Amen. Oh,
thank you, Lord Jesus.
Amen.
Oh, thank you for helping us to realize,
amen,
oh, that we are all lepers.
That's right. Amen.
Oh, we need to come forward to you.
Amen.
And receive healing.
Amen.
Oh, thank you for coming down to us, Lord.
Amen.
Oh, having such a mercy and grace and compassion towards
amen
us.
Amen.
Oh, that you're willing to touch us, Lord.
Amen.
To heal us, Lord.
Yeah.
Oh, Lord Jesus.
Amen.
Oh, give this week to you.
Amen.
We will take you as our life.
Amen.
Oh, Lord Jesus, as the healing agent, Lord.
Amen.
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 Amen. That's right. Lord Jesus. Amen. Amen.
Amen.
Amen.
Amen.
Amen.
Amen.
And then, it's much more.